Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Indianola City Manager Ryan Waller about the most recent Indianola City Council meeting. Indianola City Council made a significant decision on the streetscape. For those who didn't watch or attend the City Council meeting, talk about that decision made by the council to accept that loan bid and talk about funding options that were discussed by the council as well.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. Last night at the City Council meeting, the City Council passed a resolution awarding a contract for the city square reconstruction. We refer to it as the streetscape project. This concludes over 2.5 years of committee meetings, public meetings, discussions, plans, surveying, a lot of engineering that went into the project. We did bid it out. We did receive one bid. We shared with the council during the meeting some of the feedback that we heard from others. There's a lot of projects going on in the metro right now. There's a lot of much simpler projects. But really, when you look at the need for this project, it's a very important one. It's a need. It's not a want. You know, one of the things we covered during the meeting was just the condition of the pipes underground. I mean, we have over 100-year-old water and sewer lines. The water lines that IMU manages on a couple sides of the square, they're 4 inches, so not enough to provide fire suppression for a building or to even hook a fire truck up to in the event of emergency. Council did hear from a number of businesses on the square where the water supply actually has an impact to their business. And so when we look at economic development, this is certainly making sure you have the infrastructure in place is certainly one of those important things for economic development. When you take out the pipes, you got to open up the roads and the sidewalks. And when you put that stuff back, you have to have it. Contract is awarded. Did come in over the engineer's estimate. We did hear from the consultant on some of the reasons for that. We did also hear from our financial advisor. That is something that is being experienced throughout the state of Iowa. I would assume that it's also taking place throughout the country. We're in the middle of a pandemic still, unfortunately, and that has had an impact on supply chain. There's a whole slew of other things that are happening in our world today that do have an impact on cost. We did talk as part of our debrief with one of the potential bidders. They had everything lined up and they just couldn't find a pipe supplier. So again, supply chain is an issue, but to get one bid, about $2.5 million over what our engineer's estimate was. We don't have a crystal ball. It is a point in time. And the good news is we do have some funding options that will not have a negative impact on our ratepayers or property tax payers in our community. So that's a positive to be able to do this project and minimize the disruption on the square, improve the vital infrastructure underneath, provide for safety, but then also bring the square to a completed project once the courthouse, the county's courthouse project, and then the streetscape are done.
All right. Well, something I think everyone looks forward to, at least in the back of their minds for homeowners, is spring cleanup week is coming up this next week. Talk about the schedule of events for residents, what they need to know, because there are some additional services, not just the curbside pickup.
Yeah. So, you know, talking about impacts from the pandemic, we are still feeling the impacts of the pandemic on our typical services this time of year with the brush facility. The curbside spring cleanup, those are taking place April 26th through the 30th. That's on your recycling day. We are aware that this is an off day for recycling, but that's, again, starting next week, April 26th through April 30th. From that point on, we do have on Saturday, April 24th, the electronics recycling and scrap appliance drop-off. That is on Saturday, April 24th, and that's from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. We have all the information all the items that are accepted free are listed on our website. That's indianolaiowa.gov. There are items that are not accepted, such as chemicals, garbage, humidifiers, light bulbs, paint, plastics, and wood. There is a fee to drop off television and computer monitors. That's $25 per item. And that should be payable by cash or check. And that's to the vendor that's providing the service for us. The previous vendor is no longer doing this, and that's because of the pandemic. Next, we have on Thursday, April 29th, from 12 to 4 p.m., we have the Household Hazardous Waste Drop-Off. That's when you can drop off things like aerosol cans, antifreeze, flammable liquids, certain types of paints. Please refer to our website, or it's actually also in the iMagazine that every household gets. It's on page 44 and 45 of the iMagazine. The digital version is also on our website, IndianolaIowa.gov.
All right, and then one final thing approved by the council was a request from the Chamber for Friday Night Live. Talk a little bit about some new entertainment venues coming back here this summer. Good to hear.
Yeah, so really excited to have some of the summer activities back. So part of our process is there's an event application and there's a noise permit. The Indianola Chamber did that for the Friday Night Live concert series at Memorial Park. Those dates are June 11th, June 25th, July 9th. And those are from 6 to 9:30 p.m. So we're really excited to kind of get back to some sense of normalcy, be out, listen to music, enjoy the outdoors. We got a wonderful park over there. So very exciting.
Thanks to Ryan Waller for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.